big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
Like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold. Every Tuesdays for now, until the Bartometer gets moved, and maybe Call or Fold will still be here. Here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. Call or Fold.
Ooh, is- better idea.
Yep.
Nightly.
No. Because then we turn into Bill Ryder.
Yeah,
buy or sell every single day. And how much buying and selling can one possibly do? Even though we don't buy or sell here. We call or fold.
Yeah, we call or fold. It's different.
It's different. It's the same, but different.
It's oversized hat. It's funny.
Casino, jazz, smoking cigars, and Boop. Brown liquor spilling all over Vegas carpets. That's how I like to roll. Plus, I can only go to Vegas because I'm banned in Atlantic City. Let's start with the Boston Celtics' offseason plans. They've been pretty clear. Get under the second apron. For the love of God, cut some salary. And it's exactly what they did. Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis have been shipped out of town, and Boston will roll into the season with Jaylen Brown being the team's focal point on the court, as Jason Tatum will miss the season with an Achilles injury.
He what?
Jason Tatum out for year. Achilles injury.
Wow.
Yeah. Where have you
That's
been?
That's going to hurt.
You think? Celtics president Brad Stevens knows that the team will have to adjust its approach this season, but said he doesn't want to hear any mention of the word rebuild this upcoming season. Now, they're not completely out of the tax, the luxury tax yet. You know, they could still do a couple of moves to get under everything, but they are underneath the second apron, which is the more debilitating position to be in. So I preface all this by saying the Eastern Conference isn't necessarily the strongest conference in the world, but Boston definitely has taken a step back. Call or fold, the Celtics will be a top six team in the East.
A top six team in the East. Well, let's revisit, shall we?
Please.
A Bartometer that we had a few weeks ago where we ranked what the top eight teams in the East would be. Number one was Cleveland. Number two were the Knicks. Number three, Detroit. Bartometer and Bart very high on the Detroit. Now, I do want to preface before Thursday's show, I changed the Bartometer's AI settings, so it might have a malfunction. I'm trying to prevent what happened with Grok today, but we'll see how the tweet goes. The Magic, and then 5 and 6 for me in the Bartometer were the Sixers and the Celtics. So this was before. Well, no, this was after the draft. It was before a couple of other moves. It was before Miles Turner, I'll tell you that. So the Pacers were at 7, the Bucks were at 8. So who would, I think, be able to knock the Celtics out of there? And do the Celtics still make a move? Are they done? Are they trading Derek White if they can get off of that? Are they trading Jaylen Brown? If they trade Jaylen Brown, they're in a rebuild. Everything else is just trying to adjust things while you have a guy in Jason Tatum who's out for a season. So he's right to say we're not in a rebuild. I am going to, even with the Bucks maybe getting up there, even with the Hawks, I'm going to call. I think somehow, some way, the Celtics find a way to be a top six team in the East. Now, that would mean that one of the teams, perhaps, that I was high on. Maybe Detroit. Maybe the Sixers don't get back up there. If the Bucks get up, if the Hawks get up. But I think the Celtics, somehow, some way, are still going to be a top six team in the East, yes.
Are the Bulls still in the East?
The Bulls, yeah, they'll finish 39-43.
Yeah, the Celtics have nothing to worry about. The East is a bunch of mid-teams. Pacers are going to get worse, and the Bulls refuse to go any higher than 10th. Boston will be just fine. All right, Nuggets superstar Nikola Jokic will not seek a contract extension this summer. He's delaying talks until next summer. Jokic has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $276 million contract. And he has a player option in the final year of the deal worth $62.8 million. He's eligible to sign a three-year, $200 million extension up until October 20th. But by waiting until next offseason to work on an extension, he can add a fourth year and an additional $77 million. But nobody in the media is planning to say that Jokic is looking around at the exits like Giannis is doing in Milwaukee.
Allegedly.
Call or fold. Everyone hates Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Call.
Cole.
Yeah, I don't get it. And not even Milwaukee, but the Bucks. Everyone hates the Bucks. I don't know why. I don't know why the conversation around Jokic isn't the exact same as the conversation around Giannis, but it is, and it's stupid, and nobody will give me an answer because there is no answer. Now, regarding Jokic, but it's the same with Giannis. What I'm going to say about Jokic is I don't think he's going to be the kind of guy that wants to leave the situation he's in. Can you imagine him going and starting over in a new city? For Jokic, no, but for Giannis, yes. What? How? So I expect both guys to be with their clubs for a good while yet. And then will they retire there? Who knows? Maybe something happens. But I don't see them leaving anytime soon, either of them.
All right, well, everybody might not hate Milwaukee, but I certainly do. For the first time publicly, Kirk Cousins opened up on his feelings about the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. with the number 8 overall pick in the 2024 draft in an episode of the Netflix series Quarterback. Cousins said he felt a bit misled when the Falcons took Penix that high and wasn't informed about the pick until a phone call by offensive coordinator Zach Robinson while Atlanta was on the clock. Cousins goes on to say he might have re-signed with the Minnesota Vikings last offseason had he known the Falcons would draft a quarterback in the first round. The Vikings wound up drafting J.J. McCarthy in the same draft. Call or fold, Kirk Cousins needs to shut up. He's lucky he has a job in the NFL.
Well, he's on a documentary. Of course, he's going to talk on it. Can I rephrase the caller fold?
Sure, but I'm still going to require an answer from you.
Well, I guess spirit of the question, I'm going to call.
Cole.
It's not that he needs to shut up. It's that he needs to understand what I think the rest of the league understood, besides Atlanta, that he's a backup. He's a backup quarterback that's going to come in and give you 6 games if he has to. What's the difference between Kirk Cousins and Andy Dalton? Kirk Cousins found a suitor to pay him a bunch of guaranteed money. That's the class of quarterback I put him in. Kirk Cousins is a backup quarterback. A highly paid backup quarterback. All these quarterback vacancies this year, nobody wanted to pay for him. Nobody wanted to swing a deal for him. Is it because he's too much? Is this a Bradley Beal situation where, yeah, we like Kirk Cousins, but not at that money? Oh, he's getting bought out and he's cheap? Absolutely, come on over. What's he making, 35? Kirk Cousins, he knows he should not be making 35 right now. So, yeah. I think it's not that he needs to shut up. He just needs to. He needs to come to terms with what his value is.
Yeah, maybe I'm being a little too harsh when I'm telling him to shut up. But pipe down, or even just realize, dude, you've made more money at the position than anybody in the history of the NFL.
I enjoy your misdirection. Kirk Cousins needs to shut up. Nikola Jokic, everyone hates Milwaukee. You're throwing me off, my man.
Yeah, man. How do you think dealers make their money in Vegas? They're certainly not giving money away.
True. Good answer.
All right. When the Dallas Cowboys report to training camp California on July 20th, one day before my birthday, everybody can know, Dak Prescott will be cleared for all activities. During the offseason program, Dak took part in all of the on-field drills after missing the final 9 games last season because of a hamstring injury that required surgery. But he showed no signs of limitation since returning. He'll also have a new weapon in George Pickens to throw the ball to, along with his stud receiver CeeDee Lamb. Add in former Bronco Javonte Williams at running back, who I've been waiting to blow up in fantasy for years and just really can't get out of that two-headed committee. A revamped offensive line and a defense that would be boosted by the return of Trayvon Diggs and a couple of other guys getting healthy. Call or fold? For realsies these time. No, I'm serious. No, I'm not kidding around. This year is finally the year for Dallas Cowboys as Super Bowl contenders.
You know what? I'm going to call it.
Cold.
Because I believe in Dak Prescott. I believe in the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. Nice Joe Hendry reference.
Why? I don't know. I think everybody gives up on them too quickly. You need to do what I do. Believe in them and then give up on them at the appropriate time. You guys are always ahead of it and you're always right. I stupidly buy in every year. So in the tradition of stupidly buying in every year and maybe stupidly thinking Dak's a top 10 quarterback in the league, which I do, I'm going to buy in. I'm going to call.
Well, the reason why January is my favorite month of the year is because that's when the Cowboys go home. Tradition unlike any other. I cannot wait for next January so I can drink the tears of those who root on the stars. All right, last one here. The early reviews on a new Superman movie are in, and they are glowing. In fact, I got to text EJ tomorrow and see how the hell did he watch it before us. You're seeing it on Friday. I'm seeing it on Sunday. I forgot I'm seeing the Cubs against the Yankees on Saturday, so I got to push my movie tickets back. But we're both shameless Marvel guys. Ever since Avengers Endgame, Marvel's has released a bunch of duds. I mean, absolute projects that have come out. A couple of interesting stories, but nothing really tying together. The multiverse has been a flop, so to speak. Call or fold. If Superman does critically and financially well, DC will have its best shot to be the premier superhero genre and finally overtake Marvel.
Fold. I don't think we're ever going to see what we saw leading up to Endgame ever again. People will get into the new DC universe, but I don't think we're ever going to see 10 years of anticipation and the buildup and the tying together of loose ends. I don't think we're ever going to get to that level. So they may be running even, but I don't know that they're going to pass. Also, this DC thing's weird because what previously is canon, what's in the unit, James Gunn's still very vague on that. So I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to see Superman. Reviews have been great. Look, I just want to see a good movie. So I'm going to check that out probably Friday around lunchtime. I'm going to have lunch at the movies. I'm going to go watch a movie and have a hot dog at the movie with a soda. And it's going to cost me $50.
Sure will.
But I'm going to have a hell of a time doing it.
I'm going to spend $70 because I'm getting the chicken tenders and the curly fries.
Oh, I could find there's a pizza place attached to the one I go to. I could fire up a pizza.
Yeah, the routine for me is usually there's a Qdoba across the street, which is basically Chipotle, is a very far distant competition, but they put shrimp in their burritos, and I like shrimp. So I might go crush me a fat burrito, double wrap, beef and shrimp in that bad boy. No corn.
What did you call it?
Call what? The burrito?
Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Qdoba.
What did I say? It's the same thing.
Qdoba is better than Chipotle, by the way.
First of all, it's Chipotle. All right, let's pump the brakes here. But Qdoba is great. It's just Chipotle is just far superior.
Nah, I like Qdoba.
I like it because it's more affordable than Chipotle. Anyway, that's Caller Fold.
Time to cash out.
He beats me straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.